And your halacha and Hilchos Boyach. Parak Gimel, Seif Mem Tes. And you halacha from Hilchos Boyach. Boyach amanos lechol la'alta. If a person wants to do Boyach, in order to eat it straight away, to use it, doesn't mean only eating, anything which you want to use straight away, Boyach la'alta. Now we have to explain what means Boyach la'alta. Alta does not mean straight away from the second before you do it, you go and eat it. The second before you do it, you go and use it. That's not boya la'alta. Boya samach l'suda. If it is near to the meal, what is considered near? So Be'ezras Hashem discuss exactly what is the hagdah as much as we can to consider what is considered near. But if boya, which you don't do it samach l'suda, if you do it far away from one meal to the second meal, even if it is on the same day, could be even a chiv chatos. Because boya has to be straight away before you eat, so near the meal, from one meal to the other meal, could be a chiyuv chatos. Let's see inside. Mem ches. Haboya oichu ma'apsilas l'tzeicha achila. Im ha'ois ha'zois b'somach l'suda, ha'iz ha'nigun, k'boya la'alto mota. If a person does boya somach l'suda, then it's considered boya la'alto, and he's no problem if he does oichu mitach p'silas. Because only Oichal mitach pseles is allowed if you do la'alta. If it's pseles mitach oichal, you're not allowed to do it even if it is la'alta. But if it's oichal mitach pseles, you're allowed to do it if it is la'alta. But now it's bad, the poskin shiach smichot. The poskin do not say strict, clearly, what is the amount which you're allowed to do next. What is considered straight away before you eat? What's considered near to eating? Mistavash shu kishir meshach hazman shepneodim yagidim lasik ba'achona yisud ha'akriva. The shias pashtas, as long as it takes you to prepare for this meal. The Lashon HaMishneh Berurah is when they come out of the basic Knesset, that means the amount of time it takes you to prepare, we'll see a bit later on exactly, maybe there is an extra point here, but the normal time is when they come out of the basic, when the father's coming out of the basic Knesset in order to be ready to eat. As long as it takes them to prepare, that's the amount of time you're allowed to do it. Omnom, in kozeh b'tnai shen dati lahapsik b'pula aches b'n achonus l'b'n asuda. Aval im dati lahapsik b'pula aches sh'ish b'chashivus adov osor. If a person wants to prepare the meal, and he knows it's going to take him quarter of an hour. Now, so he prepared it half an hour before, takes him quarter of an hour, and he wants to, in between, go out for a walk to go and fetch the father from the basic Knesset. That is not allowed to be done, because a person has to do it straight before he's eating. If he wants to go and do something in between, something a melacha which is special, it is not considered doing straight before one's eating. Seif mem tes, tido sakum al hashulchan, to put cutlery on the table. Ein livro sakum amorevesu bezu amanot la'aruch as hashulchan. A person should not go and sort out any cutlery and put which is mixed up and to put it on the table, only if you do it samach l'suda. Why? Because even though you can tell me it's oichum mitach pseles, what you want to do for the meal is considered oichum, or you want to use oichum mitach pseles, but it has to be la'alta, it has to be straight away before you eat. If you don't do it straight away before you eat, you're chayav. So what's considered straight away before you eat? Then it's allowed. But if you want to do it a long time before, you're not allowed to do it. It says in the footnote, what will happen if he decided to do it straight away before the meal, and he started it, and then he changed his mind, and he did not want to eat straight away. So there's no problem, because when you did it, even though you did it in order to eat straight away. What happens at the end of the day? It doesn't disturb. Now, he says another chiddush in the footnotes from Shlomo Zalman. A big chiddush, which is like this. So Shlomo Zalman wants to say, if a person wants to make the table before a long time before he eats, so he is going to be in the place where one is eating. So he will enjoy the table set, because it's beautiful to see such a table set nicely. It gives him simchas. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman wants to say it's considered a gain from it straight away, and there's no problem from doing it even a long time before, because he got straight away a gain. That's the chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Se'if mem tes kochavit, kilof yoakotu beitzim, to go and peel vegetables and eggs. Ein niklof yoakotu beitzim, l'tzorech acholos ha-machalim nesoda, ele besomach nesoda, kfi sheyivu l'halom b'sif tzavi, shekilof beitzim peyos v'yoakotu, chudoyim ha-lohot ha-lesomach nesoda. To go and peel vegetables and eggs is also a problem from boya, even though it is boya psoros mitzvah oichel, it's allowed, but only if it is somach lesoda. So people are not allowed to go and peel eggs Friday night for Shabbat morning. If he does it, maybe he's even not allowed to eat the eggs. Mr. Bialach wants to say maybe you're not allowed to eat the eggs. But Yakoponim, you're not allowed to do it. What you have to do is somach lesoda, as long as it takes to prepare the soda, that is the man which is allowed to go and peel vegetables and eggs. Before that, one's not allowed to do it.